Are you ready, Bert? You going to try better this week? Going to keep your thoughts simple, on track, no fucking up, no self-reflection? Right into it.
Boy, that's a mouthful. He starts putting limitations like that. We normally blow shit up when he starts doing that to us.
Too many rules. Too many rules.
Too many rules.
Go ahead, Bert.
You're handing it to me first thing.
You're the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You would have seen that as a kid, right?
I think that was 90s. That was my college year, so I grew up with it, but not necessarily that one.
Okay.
So the song lyrics that were just sung, "I will meet you in the morning just inside the Eastern Gate."
Yes.
That reminded me of something that I just read recently about the tabernacle. Is this correct that the the tabernacle with the Holy of Holies?
Okay, there were three. Which one? They burned the temple three times. Well, they burned the temple three times. It was in the temple every time they burned it.
They burned the temple three times.
Bob, save him before he blows something up. You lost Solomon.
Yeah, they burned it three times.
You lost Herod's temple.
It's three times.
And you lost Herod's temple again. Come on.
All right, so we lost Herod's twice.
That's the Wailing Wall. That keeping his observation porch is the Wailing Wall right today. It wasn't the temple. The Wailing Wall was the observation porch because Herod was the king of the Jews, but he wasn't Jewish enough to go into the temple. So he had to watch and look over into the Holy of Holies from the tabernacle, which was stored in the top. We've done this.
So that's the porch. Herod's
porch.
That's
the foundation of the porch. The wailing, wasn't Herod's porch. It was Herod's observation porch. See, they caught a lot of crap when they put the Syrophoenician eagle on the temple. It's a big deal. See, Pilate was still kind of running things, but not. Herod was still king, but kind of not. The king was kind of coming along, but not. The Sanhedrin was on their head, pressed with their heels, but not. There was 30 pieces of silver in there that turned the whole deal upside down, eh?
Was that the 30 pieces
Let's
of silver that the
Let's not deflect.
Okay.
Go back. You're talking about the Ark of the Covenant, the temple. The Temple Mount. Go ahead. Forget the three part. Just ask a ridiculous question, and we're going to answer it. But just know that same question has three answers.
Okay. Well, is there a tabernacle that of the three that I would consider the best of the three? Would that be Solomon's?
That one was the most powerful.
Okay.
See, you had to have the tribe of Levi to even walk by it. That's what would happen, the charge that was held within that particular tabernacle, your words, was so charged that you couldn't sustain little man life. You had to be a god to handle it, because remember, you were a god, and that's where you put your power. So isn't it odd that you couldn't stand it, that power, as a little man? So in the true part sons of Levi and the true part sons of God, you had to be that connection.
I originally heard you say, Ion, that Solomon's temple was the ideal template. So that one, you're saying, has the most power.
The oil and the cedars of Lebanon were sublime.
And in order to get close to that, this is where the completement formulas come in.
Well, that's true. It took them a long time to get the frankincense just right, but they're very close now.
The completement formulas then would be the anointing oils and so forth that would allow one to get close to that.
Anointing oils, that gets a little glib, clichéable if you're not careful, because then people will start blessing grease and pouring grease all over you and trying to love you up with Astro Glide, saying it's the Holy of Holies and all that kind of foolishness. So go soft on all that foolishness, and we don't want to change our words. Well, we're not going to change our words, so the grease part's not so much. And we all about anointing, loving them up. That's one thing. That's all fine and well. You know, get them dripping with some gooey, gooey stuff. But, you know, just remember, sperm is a good lubricant, so it's okay.
But your ION's version of anointing is more to do with the lampstands and the lipids and the body chemistry.
Keep your lamps trimmed and burning, yes.
That's done in part through engaging the completement formulas.
Yes, and keeping your wick wet.
So my original question about the song lyrics, it says, I will meet you in the morning just inside the Eastern Gate. What I just read recently was that there is an Eastern Gate on the wall of the tabernacle. Is this correct?
There is.
And there are three tabernacles.
There are three Eastern Gates. One of which is the keeping porch at Herod's temple, which is what the Temple Mount, which is what you call that. It's Ishmael's disdainable position.
So the number three there can be interpreted to refer to something else other than just the three temples. There's is it a triad?
That's a great word. We like that word very much. Tell everybody what it means. This is so much fun. He didn't learn him a new word. Let's see if he knows what it
I just said it, and now I'm figuring out what it is I just said.
Uh-huh. There you go. That's what Bob's been doing for years. He told him, then he tells him, then he told him, then he told him what he told him. Then he says, I didn't say that. And he said, yes, I did. I did. Don't you argue with me. I did so not to tell him. If I'm not going to tell him, I'm not going to tell him whatever I want to. I already not did tell him because I'm not going to tell him. If coffee don't fax worth a damn.
So a triad is a union or group of three, a trinity.
This would not be in a representation of a triad, then, if they're not connected. They're of the
they're
same
not,
thing, but they certainly weren't at the same time, place, or station, were they?
No, so these three entrances would not be considered.
They are three gates. They are three eastern gates, but they're three different locations. That's right. There are many ways in, but there are a few ways out.
And are you saying that with regard to, because I'm associating the Ark of the Covenant with our separating ourselves from our power. So you're saying there are many ways to separate yourself, or are you saying there are many ways to get access to your power? Okay, there are many, many gates in and few gates out. Would you explain that? What it is you're referring to? All right, I'm going to read the second definition of triad and see if this helps at all. A chord of three tones consisting of a root with its third and fifth and constituting the harmonic basis of tonal music.
You're getting closer.
The three entrances, are they three gates? We're referring to them as gates?
Well, Vestal did, yeah. She said,
okay,
they are gate, yeah. It's literal. Everything is literal.
Are they each based on a different tone or harmonic?
Or we're not going to answer that. Bob won't even play the fa sol la, so we're not answering that. You get into the fa sol la, we'll tell you all about the chords, how they apply, and how it works. Till you get out of that, you're just pissing in the wind, biggin. Or let's say it a different way. Poor planning on your part is not going to cause an emergency on ours.
All right, so there's planning involved in...
Go back to your tabernacle.
Okay.
The tabernacle's where you started. You never got that answered. Let's answer that.
To me, if you're facing the eastern... if you're on the eastern side... Facing at the gate, you're facing west?
So if you're standing on Maui and the wind hits you in your face, is the wind coming from which direction is the wind blowing?
Well, it's indicating it's on the eastern side, so the directions here, north, south, east, and west, seem to have relevance.
Are you facing the eastern gate, or do you have your back to the eastern gate?
is that even a relevant question, Ion, to ask
it
if you're
now,
facing?
It is now. It is now. You've broached it. You've made it a thing. So the answer to the question, the direction is, which way are you facing? Are you facing the Eastern Gate? You're facing easterly. If you have your back to the Eastern Gate, you're facing westerly. If you turn to a 90-degree angle or have a 90-degree slot, then it would be north, and you go the other way, it would be south. So there you go.
So is there significance in them mentioning directions as such?
Well, it was important enough to call it an Eastern Gate, so maybe.
Is that a reference to a geographical position or a different position?
You mean like in Kelsey's Woods and Kelsey's Pond and Kelsey's Road and Kelsey's Fence and Kelsey's Flat and Kelsey's Pasture, like Kelsey's Place?
Kelsey's Place. I'm not familiar with Kelsey's Place.
Yeah. Ernest T. Bass told you all about it. Took the Googler on it.
All right, Ernest T. Bass was a character on the Andy Griffith Show. The Education of Ernest T. Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Was Ernest T. Bass making references to the tabernacle in his own way?
Absolutely.
Old Man Kelsey's Woods were located just outside of Mayberry.
There you go, close to Mount Airy. Good.
Ah, okay. So Mount Airy's in North Carolina.
That's pronounced Kalina.
Kalina.
North Kalina. That's where they do not put loaf bread on the table with barbecue.
Are you going somewhere with this burp?
Well, that's a good question for Ion. You definitely put me in the...
Would you like a ride? Drive you into town, Bert.
Go to Mount Pilot and pick up some loose women.
Just take a break, Bert. You gather your thoughts, decide what you want, and I'll go to someone who's already reserved a spot.
Okay, I do have other questions, yeah. But I'm going to listen for Ion to maybe revisit this.
Kelsey also had an ocean. Kelsey had an ocean, too.
Are we talking about some TV show characters?
No, Sammy, we're talking about Kelsey on the Ernest T.
Andy Griffith Show.
About Kelsey.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Green Acres kind of people. Okay, very good,
it's
Bert.
A place
I will now
to
view
be.
You.
I'm living in life for me.
Okay,
it's allergic smelling hay.
Watch it. It's dangerous.
Give me Manhattan.
It's today. Watch it, Suzanne.
Give me Park Avenue.
That's right.
You want to drive into
the
town, Suzanne? Should I drive you?
The chores.
No, New York is where I'd rather be.
Where I'd rather stay.
Where I'd rather stay, that's right. Ion, first question.
I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Give me Park Avenue. But New York's not the place to be right now, is it?
Hell no, it's fixing to be underwater. We already told you that. We told you that the blue states were going to underwater. We told you that the water was going to cover the toe of the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island. And by the way, that bitch is a four, so it's okay.
What about Trump? Isn't that where he's going to make his White House?
It's a very tall building. Mm-hmm. And that's just until they drain the swamp.
I see. Okay, so my first question...
Said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
Right.
Lefty. Now, see, that's Gomer Pyle.
That's Legend.
Gomer Pyle, UMC.
That was Legend's private meeting. And we did, and we had Legend. He dropped in last night. And so the laugh, right, it was the funniest thing Ion first did back in
2010, and it was all
That. He's in the Army and he's gay, but that don't mean he's swish and sway.
Yeah.
He won't go down on anyone. Uncle Sam's the only one.
Yeah, that's right. Those are the days.
Right. We haven't heard that in years, right, Bert? Or anybody
else
around
yesterday.
Then?
It was just yesterday.
Yeah, and then Legend Tommy shows
bastard.
Up and Ian goes into the file. There's the file. On
yeah,
Legend.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so it's then, what's your
it's
file?
It's a banker's box. It's a banker's box full of information,
cool.
Bob.
Okay, so you've mentioned several times about joyful obedience. Can you help me know more about joyful obedience?
Yeah, it's when you do the right thing because you want to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do that it was the right thing to do. And that's what the right thing to do. So you did the right thing. So you're joyful about behaving or ascending or being a god. Because just because you can do something doesn't mean it's a good idea to indeed do it. So joyful obedience is when you're doing the right thing and it's a happy thing to do and you're right to do it. It's normal. It's I'm going to do the chores. I'm going to do the things I don't necessarily want to do, but I joyfully am going to do the things that I do because I'm joyful about that obedient structure that I've set for myself.
Happy days.
But what about that there's no right or wrong?
What about that, though? Well, the right or wrong is up to you. If you're ascending and you're ascended, then there is no conversation. You wouldn't be wondering about joyful obedience, would you?
So joyful obedience is an ascended state, or is it a on the way?
We would say it's the normal. It's the normal. See, here's what you all do. You get yourself in a position, and you run it up to a certain place. You take it up the flagpole. You see how it feels. Oh, that's impossible. We can't put the flag that high. It would go up into the sky. It'll go into orbit. We can't have it that high. We can't do that. We can't shoot it up into space. It falls back down to Earth. We can't do that. And then you do it. And then you do it a little bit at a time. And then you do it a little bit more. And you go, oh, wait a minute. That's not so bad. Wait a minute. Why would we try this? What do you think? Oh, my God, look at this. We're not really bound to this world. Oh, my stars, let's try it out. You mean you can put it there and it won't break off and fall off and rot or fall and just try it? Ooh, you mean, well, that feels pretty good. Let's try that again. What do you think? Ooh, we, yeah, oh, my goodness. Next thing you know, you're in bliss, and then you got your flagpole standing at half-mast.
So an example of joyful obedience is working a worky job. But doing it with joy
Fuck no. Nobody worky job. That means where you do action for money. Isn't that like prostitution?
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to
just
get clear
saying.
On this.
Just saying. Sure. Well, we are too. Just saying. We don't know either. But if isn't that what they call it? A call girl? Isn't that what that is? Okay. Well.
Okay, so then joyful obedience would be living life with gusto. Would it be going after adrenaline rushes? Any kind of activity that will give you an adrenaline rush, even if it's reckless endangerment of your physical.
Well, if you're eternal, there is no reckless endangerment, so it doesn't matter.
So I guess I'm just, I'm still not clear. So it's joyful obedience, doing something you may not want to necessarily do, but you do it anyway with
mindset. It's like dishes. Who chooses to do the dishes? Nobody wants to do the dishes. That shit's piled ass deep. The biggest mess. They came in there cooking. They messed up every spoon in the drawer. Every pot and pan is piled up four and deep. Every counter's full. You don't want to clean that up, but you know you're going to enjoy it when you come back and it's all cleaned up, spick and span, and ready to go. Otherwise, you have to spend 2 weeks washing it up before you can even cook an egg the next day. So it's the yin and the yang part of how nice your linens are when you have them out on the line and the sun gives them, they come in so fresh and full of hydrogen, and just nothing smells like hydrogen in the morning.
So it's kind of like working out your physical when you don't necessarily really want to, but then
you
feel good after
you
you're
go.
Done. Okay.
Seems right. Seems right.
Susanna, notice how Ion said the hydrogen, whereas we're used to smelling ozone and oxygen in the morning.
Yeah. The cotton fresh
and
hydrogen.
Yeah. What does hydrogen smell like, Ion?
Fresh. Invigorating. It smells like sunshine.
So it's a different kind of
back to you.
Smell. Thanks. A different kind of smell than when your mom would put the clothes on the line when I was little.
Well, it's like that sunshine, too. Liquid sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yeah. Sunshine on my shoulders.
And when we had that hailstorm here back in April, huge stones, huge hailstones, is that your way of getting more hydrogen in the area?
Not necessarily, but it worked.
Because I remember from Revelations that you said that hail is not a curse, or hail is something to be thankful for because of the hydrogen. Are we going to be seeing more hailstorms?
Yes, you will. And some of the hail is going to burn, just like in Egypt. It's one of the plagues.
Oh, because hydrogen burns? It's explosive?
Well, so does oxygen.
So it's going to interact with the changed environment and be more fire instead
of
hailstone.
Well, not just that. That's just also an aspect. No trouble.
On to something else I've been curious about. The staircase in the Santa Fe's Loreto Chapel, are you familiar with it?
We are.
Who built it?
We did.
How is it able to balance without any central support?
Inside out.
And the wood. It said the wood is not indigenous
gopher.
To the area at all.
It's gopher wood.
Where do you find gopher wood?
Lebanon.
Gopher wood. Is that from the trees of Lebanon? Is that similar to the trees of Lebanon?
It's from the gopher tree.
Is that a reference to the Lebanon wood that the temples are built out of?
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Hmm.
It's the same thing they made Noah's Ark out of. Genesis 6:14. There's two of those in North America as well.
Two of the staircases like that?
No, two places to get gopher wood.
It didn't come from Lebanon, then, that particular wood for that staircase.
It did, but you said, where can you get it? There's two other places you can get it. Two.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Suzanne, what's the structure that you're describing?
It's a staircase in Santa Fe's Loreto Chapel.
It's cantilevered. Nothing's holding it up.
And it's also built without any nails, only wooden pegs.
Right, most things aren't.
And is it significant that the staircase has 33 steps?
Yeah, it's okay with us.
Is it meant to be a clue of some sort?
It lays out strands.
Because of the helix structure, is it a representation of the double helix?
It's a reminder, yep. Two rails on it, is it not?
Uh-huh. But the stair rails weren't the original part of the structure. It's just the steps.
Neither were the aspect of little men separating themselves from God. That was added later.
Is the location of the staircase significant?
Why not?
Do you remember Ion talking about that, say, back in 2010 or so, and it was a drifter who came through the town who built it?
Well, I know the legend, but I never have come
legend.
Across that in the
legend archive. Lives in California. Legend lives in California. It's crazy. He's chasing fairies and shit.
Originally, the chapel was to be named Our Lady of Light Chapel. Why wasn't it named that?
Because they don't call people colored no more. So you can't say the colored place, so you can't do that. So you got to figure it all out. It's all psychosomatic. Psychosomatic?
Yeah, psychosomatic. Very racist of you, Ion. Jeez. Yeah.
Well,
but that's
very
intuitive, Ion.
Just saying.
A pun on words there. Thank you, Ion.
Metaphors suck, though. All metaphors suck sooner or later.
Okay, okay, Suzanne, so, you finished your topic?
No, well, I have one more on that topic. It was designed to resemble the Sainte-Chapelle in France.
Yeah.
Is there anything significant with Sainte-Chapelle?
It's a parallel. It's on the 33rd parallel. So it's parallel. One's in the yarmulke, one is not.
So the Sainte-Chapelle is in the yarmulke, and the
yep.
Loretto Chapel is not.
Correct. Both close, though.
There are. Also, the Sainte-Chapelle at one time held a piece of the cross, supposedly, that Jesus was crucified on, and also the lance that the Roman soldier pierced Jesus with.
The spear of destiny.
And the crown
the
of thorns.
The Longinus sword? Is that also called the Longinus spear?
You can.
And why are you talking about the spear right now? Did you shift topics?
No, because the Sainte-Chapelle church in Paris, or chapel, I think it's a chapel as well, the chapel in Santa Fe was built to resemble that.
What?
It mirrors
the, spear of
the look of the Sainte-Chapelle. No, the chapel. The chapel. The two chapels look identical.
So why the
They're
spear?
Parallel.
Because the Sainte-Chapelle chapel in Paris housed at one point those antiquities.
Now, you got another topic?
The show, The Crown. There's one part that I saw where Elizabeth is being told how a sovereign is, you know, a sovereign is indifferent and never takes a position. And I felt that to be very significant, and I wanted to make note of the exact quote to bring up to you here on Payday, but when I went back to look for it, I couldn't find it. Is it not there anymore?
Ludicrous, isn't it? See, that's what happened with Lil Wayne and Ludacris, both of them. See, it's ludicrous. It went away. What you're representing is a monarch, a god, a king, a queen, a throne, an orb holder can displace. Queen Victoria got real famous running around saying somebody'd say something. She'd say, "Not in my world," and it wasn't. So, not in your world. Now you can't find it. Happens to everybody.
Did you delete it?
Maybe.
For what reason?
This reason.
You said this reason?
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, for you. For you. An anomaly for you.
They wouldn't speak about it. Otherwise, you just have some glib, cliched quote that would say, "Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall." We'd be talking about that. How silly is that? That's silly.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about the fun that you were slippage inside and outside a dynasty, a world, a realm.
Right.
Of fun.
Yeah.
Much more enchanting, don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. Well, and then that led me to think about the royal we. Where royals speak with and refer to themselves as we.
So do we.
So do you. But a
we.
Person referring themselves as we, I guess it's inferred that they're referring to themselves and the God, that they're part of the divine now. But in using the term we, isn't that a degree of separation?
No, it's an inclusive. It's inclusive. All of me is we.
So we are all we.
Well, we don't know about that. That's up to you. The great I am is they.
Huh. And is it also inclusive of
we like
connecting?
We like that. Good for
yes,
you.
I did. Well, I also wanted to see and link it to see if it is also a representation of connecting with all of ourselves.
LinkedIn does that pretty good, but not as good as other things. But LinkedIn's okay. You might just do something else.
So an ascended person is a we because of the connection with God. and the inclusion of all their selves and the inclusion of God, correct?
Pivotally, yes.
But it has to also come from a recognition or a remembering that that is.
Knowing, not remembering.
And then Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, the location, there's a connection with Scotland there. Is there a connection with the Stuarts as well?
Sure.
So there's something going on in Scotland where with, I don't know how to develop that. There's something going on in Scotland. Is there a lot of white stone
there? Well, yeah. The Bowles Lyon line is there.
That's her lineage. That's her surname, isn't it?
Her last name, yeah. Elizabeth Angela Marguerite Bowles Lyon. Leon.
Lion. So there's the lion connection.
The 14th Earl of Strathmore. There you go.
Yes, but you've mentioned that before. Okay. I don't know where to
do.
And then there's the James, the first connection with Mary, Queen of Scots. But there's a Tudor connection before that.
Oh, you mean Mary of Teck.
Hey, Suzanne.
You mean Mary of Teck.
Hey, Suzanne, since you didn't know where to go with that.
The Earl of Strathmore is a Tudor, right?
No, start regarding that they're here today.
Mm-hmm.
See, you get strapped, you have an image that they're back there 500 years ago or something. Get rid of that image. Talk about them as if they're here today. What are they doing today?
So that Earl of Strathmore... Is he here today? Is he in England?
No.
Is he in the United States?
Well, he visits the Marlborough House often, but he doesn't live there.
Marlborough House. Oh, gosh, where's that?
That's in England, but you mean he's sort of like
St.
a ghost?
St. James,
but
United
he may not
Kingdom.
Be a ghost.
No, he's real.
He's real.
He's real.
He's physical.
George the Fifth's wife.
George the Fifth's wife?
Yeah, the Princess of Teck.
That's the Queen Mother.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, no. Wait, I'm
no,
yes, yes.
We're talking about the Earl of Strathmore.
Yeah.
Well, you had to get back to the Mary of Teck. That's where it all applies. You asked for the connection between Scotland. That's how you got that. If you don't include Francis and Mary Adelaide from Cambridge, you're not going to get there, darling.
Francis, you're not talking about King Frank,
are
you?
She was the consort of King George the Fifth.
Why are we talking about old aristocrats? Suzanne.
I don't know. I brought up the fact
right.
that Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, has got a connection with Scotland, and is there a connection with the Stuarts, too, and that there's some major power force in Scotland. And then Ian brought up Earl of Strathmore and Bowes Lyon lineage. All right. I'll have to research that some more. And then a couple of last questions. Does hair have the same effect as fingernails?
It's made of the same stuff, yes.
So hair, it has a power to it like the fingernail does? It could power the Coldplay, for
it's
example?
Lessened. It's you. Fingernails run worlds. Hair, you gauge if you have the power or not.
Hair is a gauge if you have power or not, and fingernails run worlds.
That's the difference. Hair is the dipstick. Fingernails are the oil pan.
So is that why hair is growing back on people that have been on the RNA drops and the completement formulas?
Yeah, but don't talk about all that. Then they have all those ugly bald people trying to grow hair, and they're ugly, and they don't deserve all that coverage. So you know, and then you'll have the Cubs and the Bears and the whole LGBTQ people that are trying to grow hair on their bums and stuff. It's just a sad thing. So don't encourage it. But, yes, it's occurring.
And
it's like Rogaine. That's not what it was made for. It's just a bystander.
So it's a happy side effect. And then when you say ley lines, are you referring to the same lines that are latitude and longitude?
They're changing, so they did, but not for long.
So the ley lines are going to be different than the latitude and longitude lines?
Both are going out the window. It'll only be the yarmulke and not.
The yarmulke is the continent of the ascended ion?
That and the circle, the 33rd parallel circle. Sitting
right
on the top of the world. So we must have broken Bob's emailer again.
Why are you bringing that up?
They were trying to send you an email, maybe, and you didn't get it.
Well, let's see.
So meanwhile, while Bob is checking his email, Ion, are the land masses, are they all moving to create the
yes.
Yarmulke?
No.
And
they're moving, though. They're redistributing themselves. But they're not doing it for that.
They're not all moving. Is that correct?
Well, they're all moving. They're all moving. They're stirring.
But they're not all going to create the yarmulke.
Yeah, we need
correct.
To, we need
they're
to
not
to,
all going.
Strongest taste, loudest drop, head is filled, the thought unlocked. Strongest taste, loudest drop, head is filled, the thought unlocked. Strongest taste, loudest drop, head is filled, the thought unlocked. Strongest taste, loudest drop, head is filled. 13, I'd be 35. Going to find a place for us to hide. Be together but alone as the need for it has grown. You'd be 13, I'd be 35. Going to find a place for us to hide. Be together but alone as the need for it has grown, yeah. Cha 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 cha. A cave or a shed, a car or a bed, a hole in the ground or a burial mound, a bush or a tree or the Egan Sea will do for me. Cha 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 cha. Oh, I can say that you look pretty. You turn my legs into spaghetti. You set my heart on fire. For you, I found a vent in the bottom of a coal mine. Just enough space for your hands in the inside. If you go, do let me know. You'd be 13, I'd be 35. Going to find a place for us to hide. A den or a desert, perhaps an ink squirt, a cellar, a wishing well, a war or a guarantee will do for me. For you I found a cell on the top floor of a prison, just enough space for you to fit your feet in. If you go, do let me know. For you, I found a cell on the top floor of a prison, just enough space for you to fit your feet in. If you go, please let me know. running with a heart on fire. I come running with a heart on fire. I could run it with a heart on fire. I could run it with a heart on fire. Oh, I could run it with a heart on fire. I could run it with a heart on fire.
Okay, carry on. Finish up there, Suzanne.
Ion, the song, is it a combination of longing and living, the point?
Not much difference, see. If you're longing, you're living. If you're living, you're longing. So we could say they're almost interchangeable in a little man's perspective.
Okay.
Okay, the topic here is ley lines, right? Suzanne, we're doing
ley
lines?
I was referring back to the...
He's so silly. We just love our Bob, the Archduke of Dooley.
Had we moved on? Had we moved on from ley line?
No. Actually,
was it over? Did we have fun? Did everybody nut? Was it good for you too?
Well, we talked about ley lines changing and that the land masses, not all of them, are going to be moving to the yarmulke. So, and then you played the song.
Yeah,
and
I interrupted you with the song. Were you in the middle of something?
Well, I was just going to, the next question I was going to ask about the land masses,
okay,
is about the Santa Fe Chapel, Loreto Chapel, and the Sainte Chapelle. Are they going to line up in the yarmulke?
Not exactly as you know it.
Some of the other locations that we've spoken about and you've discussed with others, are those also lining up in the same way? Not that we know it.
Maybe.
Are we able to know it? Can words describe how they are going to line up? Is that why you say not as we know it?
Right. It's why the dogs howl. It's why the dogs. It's ineffable. It's why the dogs howl. The dogs interrupted and are trying to tell you, but you don't understand them either, so you would understand that about them like them. So we're good. We're even.
Okay, well,
but yet your dog can get your attention. You can get your dog can get your attention, make you let it go outside, get it some food, get it some water, or shit on your floor. And it can still do it and get away with it. And get away with it. That's the rest of the story. See, so we do the same thing. Sometimes we just take a dump on the floor.
Hey, Suzanne, how come your phone's so clear? You got a new phone?
No, I have a new microphone.
Well, that made a big difference, eh?
Okay.
Good. Well, very good. Good question. So let's go back to Bart.
You can be on more because Bob can actually hear you now, so it's much better.
Yeah.
Yay! Well, thank you, Ion. Yep. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Bart. You say you didn't even get to your question.
Bart, he didn't even get to his questions. You were digging the stock. You cut him off and threw him off and threw him in the well, chunked him in the river, and it was our fault. We did it. Put that on us. Put that on us, Bart. Don't let him get away with that. Don't threaten us with a good time. Oh, wait, no, we were never mind there, so go ahead.
Yes, I'm threatening you with a good time. I'm threatening myself with a good time. The Eastern Gate song, I will meet you in the morning just inside the Eastern Gate, then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. If you hasten off the glory, linger near the Eastern Gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us at the meeting just inside the Eastern Gate. Oh, the joys of that glad meeting with the saints who for us wait. What a blessed, happy meeting just inside the Eastern Gate. So, Ion, you had mentioned to Roxana and to me and to Ginny the Hebrew...
To everybody. To everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. With Ludacris. Hebrew. It's good with Ludacris and Drake. Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody, isn't it Yo Gotti?
It is, but they did a remix with Ludacris that's just banging.
You've mentioned do we call these Hebrew years? Is that the proper way to refer to these? The 5776, 5777?
That is the Hebrew calendar, yes. Still not accurate, but it's the way they keep up with shit. It's ridiculous, just like the other one. Then you got C C B B T T L L L D A D M C O M C Hammer and all the rest of them. So you don't, you can't even keep up with it. If it's minus and before and near and far, you can't even keep up with it at all. It's ridiculous. So any of them that you're doing is wrong, dirty and wrong. So just saying that, you can do it any way you want to.
So the 577s, I realize that, at least what I've read, they celebrate these dates annually. But in terms of Iondom, what would you say they refer to?
Tov, the Feast of Tov.
And the Feast of Tov was also the Feast of Gedalia?
It is, yes, very good. Excellent. Excellent.
And I like this because what the Feast of Gedalia is, previously it was known as the Fast of Gedalia, but Ion calls it the Feast of Gedalia, which is when...
Yeah, because they eat.
They eat. Ion would be referring to whom when he says they?
The superfluous ones.
If this is a feast of Gedalia, that would indicate that the return of the Messiah turns these fasts into feasts. Is that a correct way to say that?
No, but it's better.
So the Feast of Gedalia would be a feast for everybody? Or would it just be for INS,
ascending,
so to speak?
Including
ascending.
It's descending or ascended.
These Hebrew calendar years, which Ion says not to really follow, you have said that they refer to, I guess, events or dynamics within Iondom. 5776, 5777, is that correct? They sort of refer to the dynamics or aspect or a phase of Iondom?
Aspect is great. Is it savory or sweet?
It both.
Nice.
And Ion, you did an update of looking for a city where that song said, looking for a reason why we have to die, and you updated that as to looking for a reason why we don't have to die. Or could you clarify that?
Well, no, you did it just right. It's looking for a city where we'll never die. And
okay.
We changed that and updated it to looking for a reason as to why you did die. If you ascended, you wouldn't worry about dying.
I lost my connection where I was mentioning that, but it was...
it's Frito-Lay.
One of your statements in that same update was, looking for our Savior who is presently with us now.
Yeah, that's the one.
And you added that as part of the update. So is Ion saying that our Savior, quote-unquote, is presently with us now?
Yes, and Zacchaeus was with himself up in the tree.
Zacchaeus was with himself up in the tree.
Yes.
Could you spell?
No, we're not going to tell. No, we're not.
Okay.
You can just Google
okay.
it. What you do? You just push the Googler and do the voice recognition and say Zacchaeus, and then it'll give you the wrong one. And you say Zacchaeus in the New Testament, or you can go Zacchaeus in the tree. See what it says.
I found lyrics to a Zacchaeus song.
What does the song say?
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior came that way, he looked up in the tree and the spoken part, and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down from there, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. And then... There are
people are looking for ascension, and in the Emmaus Road, the Savior, the ascended ones, walking beside you, saying, come this way, come this way. Get the fuck out of that tree and stop staring at me, you voyeur, you. Come on, let's go back to your house so we can fuck. It's all good.
And let me bring this back to the 5778, which is what the Hebrews call the return of the Messiah, or they have it written differently. Is that referring to the awareness, this awareness of the Messiah becoming
Well, the lack of the awareness. See, hell is empty now. All the devils are running around here. That's why people you say are acting all weird and strange. Now the news, if someone died, it was a big deal. Now they're killing police. Police is killing them. They're killing each other. And they're killing the run-ins. And they're killing the people. And they're killing the people. They're killing people. They ain't even alive yet. They're killing dead people. Wait, what? They're starting to kill dead people? How in the fuck you kill dead people? Well, they're killing. They're bringing dead people back to life and laughter so they can kill them again. And then they're gonna be like, well, Paw Pee-Pee on this. On early Kyler and his crib, and he says, I got you again, and I got you again, Grandpa Pee-Pee, and I got you again. He'll kill you, and he'll bring you back, and then kill you again, and then I got you again. It's going like that now.
Okay.
We know it's crazy. It's crazy. But Donald Trump's got to stay somewhere while they're draining the swamp. There's just some nasty things in that swamp, we just say.
Well, from what I've glimpsed or has been shared here on Payday of the Hillary and Podesta actions that they or their private sort of business.
Is that like Napster?
Well, Napster. You're referring
to. We just asked the question.
Well, the relationship to Napster, it just seems like that was a service that allowed people to share any and everything. Protected private security.
That's what's going on today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, is it? Hey, now you got all the secret. Oh, sorry, Bob. We're sorry.
Okay, so, Bart, we're going to move on. We got many people lined up, so, you know, I give you 5-10 minutes. Then
it was good this time, though. It was good. No, he did. He got Trump up in the tower, the last Trump of God shall stand, and it is the resurrection morning. When all the dead in Christ shall rise, you'll have a new body, you'll have a new life. Yay, you got it.
Thank you, Ion.
Work on Mr. Pointer. Keep him going. Work on Mr. Pointer. What you don't use, you'll lose.
Okay, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, number one, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was delicious.
Yummy, yummy?
Really yummy, really filling.
There's Cider Somerset, Bob. There's Cider Somerset. It's old school.
Yeah, Cider, he's here? He used to be a lurker. Okay. Oh, you're saying if I look on the label there. Oh, yeah, there he is. What's up with you, man? Where you been? Has he been here under another name or something?
Doop-drop the doo-lottie.
Look at that. I unremembered Cider Somerset. What do you think of that, Chad? He said, look, he's there. He just posted. And,
really? I thought he came out every week. I don't know.
Actually, we said it before.
5 years
okay.
ago. 5 years ago. 6 years ago.
Well, that's just a minute ago. That was just one bowel movement ago for number one, Bob. Come on.
He was the most prominent person on the chat line. Go ahead, Chad.
Finally, in my first session, you initially called me a marvelous, powerful human creator. Now you're telling me, we got this. Does that mean I'm not creating anymore?
Well, not necessarily. How do you want us to run it? If you're doing it, you got it done, you're right, and it's all going good, then you're good. If you're not, if you're fucking up, then you need some help. If we need to do it for you, we'll do it for you. Or if you want us to do just enough so that you can have the power and all glory, law, and honor, rule Britannia, and all the Union Jacks bullshit, if that's what you want us to do, we can do that too, but it's whatever pleases you, darling. We all right. Either way, which way you want it, we'll go that way.
Yeah, I'll take the glory. So I'll decide to go in some direction and do something, and then you cover
then
me.
Then you're culpably
back.
Responsible for the action. So let it be.
Okay. Does ascension mean that life just keeps getting more slack, and you keep delivering more bliss to me?
We don't know. You're pretty blissed out these days.
I don't even know what I like anymore, though. There's no differentiation between like.
There is no liking. It's not about liking. There's no. You don't even give the energy that it takes to say I prefer this over that, and that's okay. But we got to keep your. We got to keep your appetite. You got to keep your wick trimmed and burning. Otherwise, it'll get out of control. So you are responsible for trimming your wick. That's why we've been playing that to death lately.
You mean keep my appetite, strong? Keep a strong appetite?
You know what we said?
Okay, I don't get what you mean by trimming the wick.
You need to look it up.
Okay.
To trim a wick. If you're burning a lamp, you have to keep the wick trimmed.
All right, I'll look that up.
It's a process. We can tell you all about it, but it's just easier for you to learn the tactile visceral knowing that we're trying to say it is, because then you'll know what is and so on.
What's real in my world anymore? Anything real?
The knowing that you can't do it.
Are there still isnesses and arnesses?
There is. But see, you don't notice those because you're almost a little bit past all that.
So, Ion, is there still source energy or has that been replaced?
There is energy.
But source energy, you used to say source energy a lot, and I haven't heard that in a while.
We can't say there's any difference, but maybe there is. You humans, y'all mix it up. Y'all tear it up on the weekends.
They used to say, like, get up in the morning and start doing some, like, activity, like watching the clock tick or something like that to feel the flow of source energy. And I haven't heard you use those words in a while.
Yeah, now we say nut. Then we say nut, then you'd be better off. You're busy nutting, you ain't got time to count the clock time and all stuff, so good.
Hey, Chet, the source energy, that must have been in your first session, right? He was talking about
yeah.
that in your first session.
It was in the first year, yeah. And then the very first question I ever asked you, Ion, I said, what's my purpose? And you said, my purpose is to expand my kingdom. Is that still the case?
And you are still at it, yes.
Different topic. Mark Andreessen, Silicon Valley venture capitalist, he wrote an essay that says, software is eating the world. Do you agree?
It's already consumed the world. That's Bob. We don't care. It's not a matter of fight in it, but Bob says it's already done. See, that LaRouche shit fucks you up, and it has. So, yeah, it's what caused L and the Thompson Quadrant to rip your world asunder. It slowed down all the progress in our perception, but ours is a weak perception because we include all. So you see what I mean? It's really not. It's like, oh, no, you missed Thanksgiving dinner. No, we didn't. It's happening right now. Oh, no, you missed it. No, it's happening right now. So for us, there's no penalty phase for missing out on what you say. Kiss, cause say, an opportunity. Well, you had the same experience because you fuck things up just all the time. And then you keep doing it, and then all of a sudden you land, and you got it in your hand. You got the slides. You got the it's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no maybe. You got those damn slides. You're looking at those damn slides, and you keep seeing. You can't see the slides for those damn junk that's on the slides. It's crazy. If you can get that junk off the slides, you can see the slides, but you can't see the slides because you're looking at them, and there you go. And then you do, and then it was there all along, and then you can prove. So here it was. Oh, so it really wasn't a binary code after all. Right.
So when you talk about follow the cloud, what do you mean by follow?
That's a big word, we know. We're not really sure exactly how to lay it out, but we got to try it best that we can.
Do you mean, like, look at the clouds outside and start walking after them?
No. We mean to go or come after, move or travel behind, come behind, come after, go after, walk behind. Come okay. after in time or order. The 6 years that followed his restoration to follow.
Okay,
arise,
so to come
proceed,
after.
Follow, ensue, result, succeed, imply coming after something else. Natural sequence. Ensue implies a logical sequence, which might be expected to be normally to come after is given an act, a cause, but the power lies to cut the paralysis, the transportation ensued.
Are you saying ascend after the cloud shows up? Like ascend to the throne?
It's already there. It's already there.
Okay, but it sounds like to come after in time.
There. No, there's no time.
In sequence.
Well, but you've done that part. You've already been to the castles. You've already been there and back. Been to Eden and bays to the east of Eden and back. So you're spoiled. Maybe that's what it is. You're spoiled. Okay. Maybe that's the case. Maybe. Okay.
All right. So
the cloud of glory is moving.
It's moving, but I don't have to pay any attention to it. It's already, because I've already been beyond that. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're saying you should pay attention to it. There's a YouTube of Bob doing it.
Of Bob following the cloud? Is there Bob? Do you know about that?
Yes, there is.
No, I don't know what that is. Other than there's a picture of me at the Berlin airport with the sky behind me. And Roxy was punning on cloud. That's the only one I know, literally.
Huh.
Don't know if that's what Ion's referring to.
Is that the one, Ion?
It's on the Goober Snatch.
Just one more question about the cloud. Will the black cloud run on Coldplay?
Yes.
And then, so that's for the cloud question.
Chad, Ion objected to that word the other day, to black cloud. Is that like Chad's cloud? What was the distinctions you said the other day, Ion? You didn't agree with that term.
Well, see, we said you couldn't say colored. You all got on to us, you couldn't say these things, so we were just trying to make you PC. You can't have the colored clouds, and you can't have Negro, and you can't do this, and you can't say Yvonne, and you can't say all these things, and you can't say light skin, dark skin, over skin. You can't say all that stuff because you'll offend somebody, so get over it. We'll just say everything,
yes,
so we'll offend everybody. So we'll just offend everybody, so nobody will be offended, and then they can get over their biases. And then if they come up against us again, we're going to start smoting them. We don't have to worry because they're busy shooting themselves in the damn head, so they ain't going to have no problem with it too long, are we? Everybody.
So black cloud refers to your cloud that you're making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's going to change. It's gray clouds.
Yeah, but you're making the cloud.
It's gray clouds. Here we are. We're letting you put it together so you can make it. Okay, let's just start over. There was no fucking cloud. There was not one at all. And we had one, a really great one. It contained everything. But everybody had to go to school to learn something. You had to know something. I mean, you notice that archetype is all but gone. All but gone. Now you're penalized if you go to school. You have to work at McDonald's and Burger King if you get a college degree anymore. No one goes to school anymore. Bob didn't go to school. He went to school. He never did anything. He's proving that the real go-getters, the billionaires, they're not even educated. They don't need an education. We don't need no education in the classroom. Another brick in the wall. That's the whole point. See, it's coming back in.
You get that, Chad?
Yeah.
You got that. You're good with that.
So now what happened, there was no cloud. Then we had to make a cloud. Well, we had a cloud. It was a great cloud, but no one knew what the cloud was. Everybody was still writing. They were still typing. They were still talking. They were still going to symposiums and blah, 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 blah all the time, trying to be high-minded and saying, well, this is the glib cliched archetype that makes this quadrant superfluous to another quadrant. And the tiny note that applies to no way we're in the top down again. Sorry about that. We are very sorry. Okay, now get over that shit. Now you move on to the point where now every knowing that is known is in the cloud. Now you're putting it in the cloud. Everybody's put their pictures. Notice how you have cloud data storage. Every picture, every image. Graven or otherwise, we have every image. All the images are now digitized. We said you could find spookers if you had digitized images. Do you remember? Do you remember that you could see spookers
mm-hmm.
with your digital camera?
Yeah.
You couldn't see them, but the digital image captures it, that it doesn't know the difference. Energy, it just picks up energy and frequency. You know more about the sine waves than anyone else. Well, maybe that ridiculous Nelson doll, but you know how that goes. Like a bad habit, it just kind of withers away. But that's okay. Then what happens? You come back and you know things that you can apply practically. That aperture science. Now, you made this cloud, what you call the black cloud or nigger cloud or whatever cloud you call it. It's wrong. Whatever you're saying, colored cloud, that's wrong. None of that you can say, any of that. So it's just, it's ridiculous to do it. So you can say what you want to. It's okay with us. But it doesn't matter. It's not an impugning position. But all you're doing is you're setting up the position so everyone knows, oh, the cloud, yeah. I use the cloud. I have a backup cloud. I have a backup cloud. I have the pole of poles and the cloud of clouds. And the pole of poles says the cloud of clouds is the purpose to all in the cloud of clouds. Then the next thing you know, the real cloud, our cloud, the cloud, can then be. And then everybody embraces it because it's already not something. It's not a machination from that Bob's heat-oppressed brain. It really is, but it's really not. And it's really not trying to prove a point that the Joyceans were trying to purvey. It really isn't. It wasn't a C.S. Lewis or Wyndham Lewis or any of the Lewises or the blah, 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 any of them. It wasn't C.S. Eliot's idea. It wasn't his idea. He just fell for it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. And is there something chemical changing that's turning it gray?
There is.
From black to gray?
It's not chemical. You're saying everything is chemical. It's not. Light rays are chemical. Everything is chemical. Everything is reactionary. Everything is caustic. Caustic. Everything is perfect. That's, you invented porn as the antiphonal position of being in bliss. You created porn. Why would you create something that replaces the thing that you should be doing yourself? Why the hell would you get off watching somebody else do something that you wish you could do yourself? Why don't you just go, the energy it takes to go watch it, you can go be doing it. Because whoever's out there wants
right.
to be done to them what you're doing to them too, and then there you go. So there you go. Y'all have invented porn. Now it's to show you how to make love. Then the cloud.
Okay, and is it changing?
Hold on. When it's in the cloud, now what happens is you can know no thing until you come to the cloud. That's the point. That's what the Koch brothers were trying to do, but they got cut off at the pass.
And is that Arnis, something coming to the cloud?
Yes. We have to be careful with you.
Careful? Why do you have to be careful with me? Because I'll go do something and you don't want me to do it?
No, we have to be careful with you. Your position.
So I don't fall off a cliff?
Well, you'll jump. You won't fall off. You'll never jump off a cliff. If we talk about this, you'll just go running and jump at it. You'll just go lunge in the bottom of it. We said that the Loch Ness Monster's in the bottom of that pond. Do not get out of that pond. Really, the Loch Ness Monster? Whoosh, you're in the fucking bottom of the pond. Come here to me, you she-devil. Let me get a hold of you. Come here, kiss me, slapper lips. I'm thirsty. You have no regard. We say do it, you're gone. You were able to do it. We have giggled and laughed and laughed and giggled. You quit your job and went through the tree and went to the castles and made the circles and came back around, landed on your feet, and you're making millions of dollars. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. It's fun, though, huh?
Yeah, and then changing from the black cloud to the gray cloud, gray is more visible, right? So the cloud will be visible?
The contrast is more seeable. It'll affect everybody.
Okay, let's...
Everybody.
So you're satisfied, Chad? We can take a break? Go to someone else?
Yes, Bob. Yes, thank you, Bob.
Okay,
thank you, Ian.
Good. Whoa, one more thing. What's up with the meat stuff?
The meat stuff? Meat sack?
Eating
of meat? I've been eating a lot of fish lately. I haven't eaten that much red
meat.
That...
Why?
I'm being lazy. I have a bunch of fish in the freezer, so I'm eating that. I'll go have a hamburger.
Well, it's not about lazy. Eat some protein. Fish is okay, but mostly kind of done. Get something with a cloven hoof. Start eating some stuff with a cloven hoof 3 times a week. So you're wasting away to nothing, aren't you? Don't you feel a bit emaciated?
Not at all. I've been working out. I got rid of some body fat and replaced it with muscle.
Well, restructure will help with all that, and you can eat like a kid again. We want you eating like a king, not like a pauper.
I am.
Okay, we got that. All right, that's
thanks, Ion.
Poach your fish in vermouth. You're going to eat fish, poach it in vermouth. Then we'll be better off.
Okay.